You're listening to the Zipline Logistics Truck Yeah podcast, where we explore all kinds of hot topics in the logistics industry. Get ready to learn, laugh, and get your freight on. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of the Zipline Logistics podcast. My name is Jesse Jewett. Joined with me, as always, Teddy Lee Knox. Hello, Teddy.
Hello. How are you?
Wonderful. We're talking about an event that happened. We're recording this in July. Last month, We had a cyber attack.
We didn't have a cyber attack, just so we're clear.
Within the space of logistics, sorry for that pause, there was a cyber attack on UNFI, which caused a system outage, Massive delays.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that And what we learned from it.
One of the biggest things that I learned from it is right after this happened, my book club were sitting around talking, and the other moms in the book club were kind of getting upset. Like, I'm so frustrated. I was trying to shop and the shelves are like completely empty.
Yeah.
Like it's ridiculous. What's going on? And then they all turned to me and they were like, what'd you do? And I was like, I didn't do anything.
It wasn't me, guys.
It wasn't me. I was like, UNFI had some issues. We think it was a cyber attack. And they all were like, who the hell is UNFI? They're like, well, we don't shop at UNFI. We shop at Whole Foods. And so it was just really interesting understanding the gaps that people have when this happens. They don't understand. And they're like, I thought it was the tariffs.
Why would they?
Yeah, I thought it was the tariffs. I figured maybe someone went in and bought a bunch of snacks for summer camp or going back to school. Like all the things that people think of.
Sure.
And so they're
that
like,
that was part of it.
Yeah, naturally, I just went on Amazon and ordered 70 boxes of it because I don't ever want to run out of it again.
Naturally, that's a good transition. So for our listeners, our trucksters, UNFI stands for United Natural Foods Incorporated, Based out of Providence, Rhode Island. Did you know that?
I do now.
Yeah. They're a natural and organic food company, The largest publicly traded wholesale distributor of health and specialty food in the United States and Canada, Whole Foods' main supplier. So they have distribution centers. They receive in product from some of our customers, right? Mm-hmm. Food and beverage companies, and then utilize their transportation to get it to the Whole Foods stores, amongst other things.
Yes. I think UNFI is a great company that helps a lot of brands get established and get into the right retailers and understand basically best practices of what their brand needs to be, just-in-time shipping, and a couple different programs that can be helpful there as well.
Yep. They have their own products as well. They have private label brands, et cetera, et cetera. So they're definitely touching on a lot of the companies that we work with, that fast-growing, healthy food and beverage CPG brands.
Mm-hmm.
How about it?
Yeah.
So recapping, June 2025, early June, UNFI hit by a cyber attack and forced to shut down its entire network to contain the incident. Okay. So that was both receiving orders into their facilities. It also prevented UNFI from fulfilling and distributing customer orders at scale. So there was a few one-offs, but I mean, more or less, both their delivery operations and our inbound operations were shut down completely.
Correct.
So what does that mean?
You also, like when you think about that, like it might seem, oh, a couple trucks in, couple trucks out. No, That is not
thousands.
Correct. Yes, this is a huge amount. And then that doesn't even take into account, you know, LTL orders or drop trailers as well that might be inbounded and outbounded different times on the schedules. So it's just, there's so much that gets delayed and backlogged. So what that means is that this warehouse is sitting there with a ton of freight that is not moving to the correct place. And it is creating a huge long line behind them to get things in and out. And then that creates all this empty space at all the DCs and stores that they're supposed to be going to. So it's just a domino effect in both ways of what you're going to see that product's supposed to be getting out and where it's supposed to be going into.
Nailed it. You already touched on it. There was diminished shelves, right? Out of stocks on site on a local level at your local Whole Foods. You went in and you're looking for product X, your favorite organic peanut butter, your favorite almond flour crackles. Crackles?
Crackles.
Crackers.
It sounds great.
And they weren't there because UNFI couldn't process it.
And I think it's important to note, too, that the stores that UNFI is going to, they're not your Walmarts, your Sam's Clubs, your Costco's. You go there and they're huge. The shelf space is huge. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit bigger. When you go into a Whole Foods, it's beautiful to look at. The shelf space is a little bit smaller. Everything has its area. And I think it's going to be so much more noticeable because that stock may not be there. This also, the UNFI brands have different shelf lives. So if you had a shelf life, you have to completely replace that. Or again, you can't put something old on there. You can't sell it that way. You can't just put it on sale.
Absolutely. So this certainly had a hit on margins, gross profit for UNFI and potentially their suppliers, you know, our customers that we deal with. As you talked about, the delays, the backing up, right? So if you imagine, let's say there's 1,000 brands, there's more that are delivering into UNFI every single day or week. If each of those brands has a truckload, now we're talking 2,000 for that week. Each one of those truckloads is now delayed by, I think it went on for like 7 to 10 days, maybe 2 weeks. And now we're talking, all right, you were supposed to get 2,000 truckloads in this week. Now it's delayed. Do you get 4,000 the next week to catch up? Or is it more like we're going to inch forward and slowly replenish? So now the next couple months, next couple weeks, several weeks, 6 to 8 weeks, we're going to have to deliver more into UNFI to kind of catch up. So one more element of the uncontrollable nature of logistics.
Exactly. And so, every DC is different.
Sure.
I mean, different carriers go in different hours. So there's a chance that some were 7 days and some were 10 days.
So we talk about the events like this that can happen that we can that are uncontrollable, right?
Mm-hmm.
We obviously can't predict a cyber attack. Another things that happens like this, weather events or port shutdowns, you know, some of those we have a little bit more visibility to. We can kind of say, okay, there's a hurricane or something tracking into this area. We can plan around it, either push shipments up or most likely delay shipments to then deliver later.
Mm-hmm.
But it affects how quickly and seamlessly items get from point A to B, mm-hmm. and then that affects consumer behavior, like you talked about,
mm-hmm.
the demand and the economy in a large way, right? This is a massive event. And so what we're going to talk about is what we can control around that. I already touched on some of them, but why don't you lead us off with like the first large element, and it happens to be one of our zipline values that we can control.
Communication. So communication isn't just, hey, UNFI refused our order. They seem to be shut down. Communication comes from everything. So the second that UNFI sends you their order, you are letting your team, you as the vendor, are letting your entire team know. That means your origin facility and your carrier. That gives the lead time to properly make sure that we get things out in a right way. And with UNFI, they usually do a lot of just-in-time shipping models. And that also sometimes can overlap. So if you get it to us as quickly as possible, we might be able to catch the most recent one that's going outbound on LTL and consolidate it for you, give you more visibility. Again, more communication on what's going on and when your product is going to get there, allowing you, you know, the ability to continue your growth with these retailers, with these DCs. The whole point of being able to have a partner with this isn't just so, okay, great, it delivered, on to the next one. You have to focus on your KPIs too. And again, all of that is going into that communication.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand, everybody has to understand where you want to be, and you have to be able to see if there's any opportunities for, you know, development with this lane or with this retailer.
Nailed it. Nothing to add. Perfect score, 10 out of 10. What else can we control?
The visibility for your brand, for your freight, not just knowing it picked up, it delivered. But again, those KPIs are really, really important when you're looking at visibility of your entire network or with this specific DC lane retailer. Again, with UNFI, you're delivering to UNFI, but it's going to another retailer to be sold. So there's an extra layer there. And that visibility is extremely important on how it's selling, how it's doing. If UNFI is not ordering the same amount, then there's another problem that you need to look into. And that's where things like CPU, customer pickup, can become difficult. So I wouldn't necessarily say avoid CPU at all costs within your supply chain. There are areas where it really does make sense and it can be beneficial. but it's something that you need to revisit often. And if you are growing in a retailer, I do recommend you avoid CPU because you need that visibility and you need to be able to move things around quickly. And in cases like this, it would, you know, we had a couple customers that have some relationships with UNFI and they were able to work things out and get things delivered to the Whole Foods.
Direct to the store,
like delivering it to the dock of that specific store or to the DC to get to the stores.
Those are very special cases, but yes. Again, we're looking at this through the lens of controlling controllables, right? A CPU setup with UNFI, right? That means that UNFI or another retailer is setting up all the pickups.
Mm-hmm.
Customer pickup, it's right there in the description. If you own the transportation and work with a partner like Zipline Logistics, now you're in control, right? So we can pivot, we can help pivot, we can have discussions to see if there's another solution out there.
Yeah.
I don't want to completely trash them because it was, again, an unexpected event, but their priority list is different than ours, right? Our priority list is serve the customer and get the freight to where it needs to go as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Theirs would be kind of cleaning up a mess that was unexpected.
Yeah. They're not going to have as big of an issue with a compliance as we would. We're going to track those and try to avoid them. But then again, like if something happens, you as the vendor working with Zipline, you already know the truck.
You already know
possibly the trailer number. You know exactly where it is. You don't have to ask those questions. It's just jumping forward to the, okay, what's the plan?
Yeah. So that's where our tech platform, I mean, it's right there. Canopy is spelled K-A-N-O-P-I, K-P-I. It's in there in the title. It's designed to, again, not only provide day-to-day visibility with our Summit platform, that's the tracking section of all your orders that are moving, but then the data analytics portion, which really dives into anything that you could possibly want to look at in terms of your transportation, cost per skid, cost per mile, on-time pickup and delivery percentage, MABD adherence percentage, reason codes on why, if there are any issues with the MABD, et cetera, et cetera. So check that out if you want to look into it. The last piece of, or one of the last pieces that we're going to talk about today is another controllable, which would be?
Flexibility.
Okay.
This one I think is important because you need to be able to try new modes. And if you are doing all of this yourself, where you are reaching out for quotes, multiple quotes at a time, it's going to be very difficult for you to reach out to multiple carriers, brokers, asset-based players, and ask them, what are the options to get this here, buy this MABD for the best price possible? You say, I want the best price possible, they're just going to give you one option. So being able to look at different modes, whether that is, you know, LTL, partial, full truckload, consolidated truckload, and depending on who the actual retailer is, there are things like intermodal, which can be also very beneficial. And that leads to you being able to see your whole, you know, footprint with this retailer and being able to look at the success of this lane, the scorecard for this lane, and allows you to not chase rates and actually see some savings. We've said it before, but it's an investment and you are able to see that pay off. But by chasing those rates, you can't because it's the big picture is really difficult to see. You're constantly looking at one thing at a time. It's very small. You're in it. You can't back up and see it just like you would be able to with Canopy because actually it just shows it. You don't have to do any data. You don't have to do any, you know, formulas. It just shows up for you and you're able to see what the differences are.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what we are founded on and certainly have seen the most success for when we take that consultative approach with our customers, you know, helping them make the best decisions as possible around consolidation, multi-stop loads, as you said, modal decisions, whether that's rail, LTL, partial, full truckload, et cetera, all across the board. We are analyzing and looking at the freight that's available to us with those. They all kind of run together, right? The communication, the lead time, the visibility, and then the flexibility. Like we're all in harmony. So we're working together to then, again, make those best decisions. And thankfully, we're able to deliver on some savings for a lot of our customers.
Absolutely.
So that's awesome.
And I think we've mentioned it in a lot of, I think, actually our quarterly update podcasts, where we talk about the importance of the brand's growth. You know, there's different models, but we've seen the most effective way to grow is to grow within individual retailers and then move on instead of trying to grow all of them at once. And I think that having a partner, having some sort of a consultative approach to your supply chain is very important for that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I understand no one wants to put all their eggs in one basket, but if you're able to continue that growth and then move on, it's going to be a little steadier, a little easier, and then you're going to actually have data to compare with what's successful and what's new, so you have the plan on what to do best. So when issues like this happen, you can kind of sit back and be like, no problem. I know that, you know, like my product is going to be fine because I've grown it here and I have this contact. And now I just know that I could talk to my marketing team and put this information in here and just continue growing.
As usual, if you want to talk about this more, feel free to reach out to us at 888-GO-ZIPLINE. If you are an Apple or Spotify user, please leave us a 5-star review. Appreciate your efforts today. Thank you to all of our listeners. We will see you next time on the Zipline Logistics Podcast. Thanks, everybody.